CNBC.com today.
Somalia pirates murder four Americans. In New Zealand, you can hear the whales in the street at Christchurch, as that earthquake has now taken the lives of at least 75. 300 people are missing. In Wisconsin, they feel like there's an earthquake. The governor is warning Democrats of dire consequences. And oh my goodness, Rahm Emanuel, speaking of dire consequences, is now the mayor of Chicago. How'd that happen? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And this is where we begin. And, of course, Libya just imploding at this point in time. Muammar Gaddafi, does he ultimately lose his head, his life? Or does he skedaddle and get out of there at the last second? Tripoli is like a war zone. Not a surprise. Here's what P.J. Crowley from the State Department officially said.
Many international air carriers are increasing the number of seats available to respond to the demand for flights from Libya.
Of course, because Americans are worried. I saw one woman today being interviewed by, it was a foreign journalist for CNN, somebody that they had hired a contract. That's what you do typically. And the woman, she just her face was full of tears. She said, my God, I have to get out of here. I have to get away from here. And this is becoming a familiar part now of P.J. Crowley's job, getting Americans out of places in the Middle East. I hear that the pyramids in Egypt, if you want to go to Egypt, it's a great time to go and see anything in Egypt, because guess what? Nobody's going. And why? Well, we saw what just happened. And in Tunisia, Egypt, and soon to be Libya, who's controlling the flow of information and what's happening? Well, the answer is the military is making sure things are running smoothly. Ultimately, we're talking about elections. Man, the world is exploding in a lot of different directions. And, oh, yeah, the government may shut down. That might happen in less than 2 weeks. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, you're our first man up. Lucky you. Hello.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Well, the world is in a hell of a mess right now, girl.
It is. No kidding.
Gosh, we got all kinds of things exploding around here. I wanted to report, though, from Illinois that our beloved Governor Quinn, as I understand, it's going to borrow $12 billion to pay past due Medicaid and Medicare items to hospitals and providers. And we're successfully kicking the can down the road. Thanks, Governor. You're doing such a great job for us.
Well, that's because your taxes went up. Exactly. That's because you're paying for it. It's perfect.
Oh. What a lovely place to live, isn't it? And
yes,
then we've got the solid, democratic, corrupt government in Chicago is going to continue.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I wanted to ask you, seriously, on the situation in Wisconsin. What's going to happen, Kate?
Boy, I know that's such a great question, because the Wisconsin governor is saying, listen, you get back here. They're calling them the Fabulous 14, by the way. The Democrats, at least the teachers are calling them that, that have disappeared into your state, Illinois. The governor is saying, we're not going to pay any of the people who aren't here any longer. We're not going to pay any of these Democrats if they continue to be missing in action. And he's saying, if we don't pass this bill, because this is the only way I see out stripping the union rights for these public workers, then I don't know what we're going to do. What's going to have to happen is we're going to have massive layoffs. And they've pegged it at 6,000 people probably be out of work in the next 2 years. And if anything, certainly that by saying that, listen, you either go along with this or people are going to lose their jobs, and this is how many. I think people are going to continue to march on the Capitol. It's been now 8 days. The action is delayed because the Democrats are gone, so now the governor is throwing the gauntlet down. Do they come back? Is there any kind of further negotiations? I mean, this is really at a standstill.
Well,
and how do you
break
this standstill? I mean, it's about balancing Wisconsin's budget shortfall.
Well, in my opinion, I think the voters pretty well decided this, didn't they? This is no surprise to Wisconsinites what this governor was going to do.
Yeah.
He told them to begin with.
Yeah.
So this is what's got to happen. And I think he won a pretty solid majority, didn't he?
He did. And you're right. The Zogby had information out just supporting that, because a lot of people didn't realize that the majority of people supported this governor in being elected. And plus, even across the U.S., because everybody wants to throw in their 2 cents, two-thirds of likely voters say that, look, state legislators have the right to cut employees' salaries. They have the right to do that. That's the deal. When you work for the state, you can enjoy the profits, the windfalls, and the cushiness sometimes that those jobs offer, but so sorry when they go away.
Well, the state jobs in Illinois are pretty cushy when it comes to retirement and benefits and
yeah.
And all this, and I guess this is the case around the country. But, boy, not us. We do it right, Kate. we just borrow some more money, and we
That's
tax
right.
some more. Oh, it's just great.
Yeah, the taxing is the thing that's so disconcerting. So you got to pay. I mean, over 50, that's crazy. And not a lot of people are suffering that tax rate. That's pretty harsh to
yes,
level it,
it
on
is.
The people. It is. It's ridiculous, especially in a place like Illinois where you're paying more for gas and already your expenses are 2 and 3 times higher than some of your neighboring states in the Midwest.
Yeah, the gasoline here went from 2.25 to 2.37 at about 4 p.m. today for
Ooh.
A gallon of unleaded gas.
Wow.
So it's you know, their world situation is obviously affecting that. But we've got some tense moments ahead for the next couple of weeks, Kate.
Yeah, no kidding. Here's my advice to you. My advice, Dale, is rent some great movies. You can get them for like a buck at Redbox. Get a lot of popcorn and just hunker down and watch and escape.
Well,
The Dirty Dozen. I love The Dirty Dozen. Watch The Dirty Dozen again. You can get it. I swear you can rent it.
Well, we have to certainly time to not deal with reality.
That's
sure.
right. How do you escape reality when the world's not so great? Dale, thanks. That's how you do it. That's what I do. Watch some movies. Forget about it. Start going back and think of the years you, A, weren't around or movies you've heard about that are good and try to look at those. That's the thing you do, I'm telling you. Boy, especially when it comes to gas. You know, in California, $4 regular in some places, almost $4. I don't even know what premium is. It's got to be somewhere in that neighborhood, too. I know the people in Europe are laughing at this that are listening to this show because of what they're paying. Oh, the UK. Forget about it.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on.
So we have the governor of Wisconsin warning of dire consequences if they don't do something. Otherwise, more people lose jobs. Up to 6,000 is the number that I just gave Dale. Plus, you have the ACLU and a Muslim group suing the FBI over surveillance. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. There's a couple of those fair or foul questions up for grabs. In the meantime, as Dale and I were actually joking about, that's what you do. When it's that bad, you just hunker down and say, wow, you know, the federal government might close down. So if you're expecting that check in the mail from the IRS, yes, you're going to get your check. But it could be delayed. And when people are waiting on money, you know what they say about a man and his money? You ever heard that expression? Yeah, watch somebody get really heated who doesn't have that kind of personality when you jack with their check, when you jack with the money they're supposed to get because you were holding it back for them. And I think you're going to find that people have their tempers flare in all kinds of directions. So it's interesting. You have a pro-union website that was going to go up. It was blocked in the Wisconsin Capitol. And in Wisconsin and in Madison, it's pretty much split in both directions. There are people that are saying, ah, you know, screw this. Come on. They work for the state. That's how it goes. Just join the rest of us. So you're going to have to pay more money. And then there are others who say, well, wait a second. This is the whole idea. So for X amount of years, you're paying in the union, you're there, and you're expecting what you're going to get in return for that, what you're going to get in return for being part of the union. And see, that's the thing. It's the great expectations we have as Americans. The expectations are getting shattered. And you tell that to somebody else who lives outside our borders, who really wants to come to America. And if you've ever been, and I'm saying if you've ever been in some really impoverished places, what those people wouldn't do to have even half of what many people have in the United States. I mean, you wouldn't believe, if you've never seen it, you wouldn't believe some of the things that I've seen. And when somebody says they're poor, whoa, I've seen poor. I've seen people who have water dropped off in front of their house. I'm not saying water in a bottle to drink, cooler to put in the kitchen because it's sanitized, it's filtrated water, and you're paying for it in the giant jugs. I'm saying water just thrown off the back of a truck like a hose, and that's your water, baby. That's your water for a week that you are getting washed in, you're cooking with, you're doing whatever you have to do with this water. And that's it. That's what you get drinking with it. That's it. And we're talking your bathroom, because there's not really a bathroom. We're talking living in huts that are so unbelievably unsanitary. People just don't realize. And that's what it is. It's the expectations that we have that are just being shattered. I mean, they're really being shattered, especially when it comes to the middle class. And you see it, I mean, I'll just give you examples. A lot of it is in education. This is a quick one because of what's happening in Wisconsin. This is bubbling up all over the place. There are states that have nothing left to give. We know that California has now become the IOU state. Don't do business in California unless it's with a private company. In the private sector, fine. Because you're probably going to get an IOU from the state, you get an IOU. And then who knows how long you would wait for that money to come. So with education, where it is right now, people going to, let's say, public universities, the tuition is going to go through the roof. The tuition's going through the roof because there's no way, because with the cuts, that who's going to pay for that? And then teachers at the higher levels, the higher learning institutions are also getting cut out, are also finding that there's not going to be a job for them, or they're going to have to weather through some unbelievable cutbacks to departments, and who knows how many courses they'll pick up. So it absolutely is affecting all kinds of people. Not just the people in Wisconsin. It's just that you're seeing so many people protest there, and specifically that's a union thing. State workers not wanting to see that crumble, not wanting to see their collective bargaining rights pretty much be shelved. Let's go to Herschel in Missouri. Hey, Herschel.
It's hard to get into you when you're calling for the nailed the score, boy. I can't even get in anymore.
You know what? But we, now that the NFL season is over, and who knows if we're going to see the NFL again coming up next season, but we're going to have another nail the score coming up during March Madness. So we're on a hiatus from that. So lucky for you, you were able to get in on this one. What's up, Herschel?
Yeah. Well, I got a couple things. One, you talked about the carpetbaggers. Well, Ted Kennedy did that. Not Ted, but Robert Kennedy did it. To become a senator from New York, and then Hillary Clinton did the same thing.
Yeah, what Hillary Clinton did, her fatal mistake was, I'm a Cubs fan, and I grew up in Illinois and all that stuff. Then the next thing you know, wasn't that convenient to go to New York and wear a Yankees cap?
Yeah. but the other thing I was called about is, you see what happened when they want to cut this, the teachers and the unions off in Wisconsin.
Right.
Can you imagine what's going to happen when we can't afford the food stamps and the welfare type checks to people?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. I mean, when they can't afford to help pay them their rent and everything else, you know, people are just going to get really upset.
And, you're right.
Because we've brought up this nanny state, and everybody wants to get everything free.
Well, and especially if you're used to getting a lot of things, then all of a sudden, that's what I said, the expectations, all of a sudden, whoops, you can't get that anymore? What are you kidding me? But they got that before me, and now it's my turn, and I can't get that? Yeah.
Yeah, look what happened in France when they just tried to raise the retirement by 2 years.
Yeah, they started burning down. Those senior citizens revolted. They started burning down everything they could find.
I know. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you almost think maybe I better just sell everything and move to a mountain in Wyoming or something.
Well, if we start a colony, we'll invite you. How's
okay,
that?
Okay, that'd be the best thing. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
There you go.
But,
we'll have our own separate. Thank you. We'll have our own separate campsites and whatnot. I'll make Matt I'll make him the mayor of the America Tonight colony. Matt, are you up for the job?
I don't know. I may lose my post due to certain other activities. The people
other
will
activities?
See me out on the, in the colony doing things. Maybe I'll upset them. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I have the patience for the political career of the colony.
I would make you mayor, but you'd also have the secondary job, and you could have your tag team partner, Oatman. He could be the tax collector. So the two of you could go out amongst the colony.
Well, see, now then people are going to hate me even more. Coming around, taking their money.
Well, someone has to do it.
Well, who are you in this scenario, by the way?
I'm just the all-around good guy.
The good guy?
I'm just the good guy. In fact, I found out that pretty much in personality tests, I'm the includer. So I'll just include everyone. And I will just delegate all the difficult tasks to you and others that could be part of this special colony. All right, speaking of colonies, a federal lawsuit is saying that a former FBI informant who infiltrated a California mosque violated the constitutional rights of the Muslims by conducting indiscriminate surveillance because of their religion. So check it out. I happened to catch this in the Washington Post when I was perusing through it. They're saying that the ACLU in Southern Cal and the Los Angeles office of the council, the Los Angeles office of the Council on American Islamic Relations filed that lawsuit against the Bureau. And specifically, they're pointing out the ex-FBI informant. That's convenient, isn't it? And who was ordered by his supervisors, of course, to target Muslims. They're saying that their First Amendment right was violated, the freedom of religion. Wow. Here's the thing. It's a class action status suit, unspecified damages. If the FBI can't do this, if there's some precedent set here, that'll be disastrous. Because I'm sorry, why was there an informant in that mosque? Why have there been other informants who have gone to mosques? Because they've uncovered plots. What do you want? Stay with us, odds and ends on the flip side.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
I'll look up and show the motion I'll use. I can hear you breathing, I feel the space and I. Oh, I'll be the one you'll never know.
Here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the, sadly, the customs, well, actually, not customs, he was an immigration guy who was sent to Mexico City. He was there with his buddy, and they were driving to Mexico City, and ultimately, he was gunned down. Remember, we talked about this last week. I'm going to give you some more details on that. Sadly, the agent's death, which was absolutely unnecessary and, of course, unnecessary. And the fact that he wasn't armed, neither was his partner, since 1990. Anybody, any of our government officials, any of our law enforcement types who go into Mexico, they're not armed. And with these drug cartels, you're a sitting duck. So anyway, we're going to talk about that here in a second. I mean, just terrible what happened to this ICE agent. But before we get there, a few other things in case you missed it. You had 4 Americans who were killed on a yacht that was hijacked by pirates, modern-day pirates, Somalian pirates. And I think the U.S. has come up with some kind of a policy. They got to do something. You cannot just sit there and say, this is a reprehensible and we will not tolerate this. We've heard that crap before. It's time for some kind of accountability. You got to step out and do something. You got to do something. If Americans are going to be in these waterways, you have to do something. Or say, screw it, you're on your own. Gosh, we'll feel terrible if something happens, but if you go anywhere near, we're going to get, here's the map, and look at the nautical miles. You go anywhere, even toward India, and you're going through the Strait of Hormuz, and you're coming around thinking you're safe and you're going to make it all the way down, forget about it. And if, hey, if you're near the coast of Somalia, all bets are off, because definitely we can't help you there. We have ships patrolling, and there was a ship on the rear end of this yacht. What could they do? The SEALs get on board. They're fired on. They start firing. But it's too late. The people, the Americans, the four of them, are already shot and bleeding to death. Something has to change here. How can these thugs get away? Well, I know how they can. I know what they're doing. But why? Why do they continue to run amok and be allowed to do this? They must be laughing at how easy, you know, talking about the old saying, candy from a baby. It's even better than candy from a baby. And it's very sad what happened to these four people who were on a boat. And I don't think expected they were going to get snagged in by the Somalian pirates. I don't think so. Somebody has to step out and take a chance and take a shot at a description on this thing, on what is acceptable and what's not. Very sad to report that the people in New Zealand are just heartbroken, and so are so many of us. You see the pictures and you feel for them. 75 people officially dead, but there's 300 or more missing. At Christchurch, when everything went down, there was just too many people around, and when buildings are in seconds, when they're just flattened and you've got people in them, well, you pretty much know that your worst fears are confirmed. The dollar amount on this sucker is unbelievable. I think most people would care more about the human toll. But when the dust settles and all the search is off and it's all the whole rescue, search and rescue is off and it's just about recovery, that's when you start to think about those things and rebuilding. They'll do it again, but they'll need help, and they're getting help. They're getting help from people who are coming in to do whatever they can to aid in trying to find people and whatnot, and they're getting help on the other front, too, where they need it as well. So that's the good news there. All right, let's talk about this this agent and how sad it is. They had a funeral, and a funeral that was attended by certainly people who knew him, but also by Janet Napolitano and some others in Homeland Security. About 1,000 people actually hooked up with the family of Jamie Zapata. Some people called him Jamie, or I talked to an agent today who said they called him the Big J. That's what he told me. And anyway, they hooked up with him to say their goodbyes to a guy who was all about fighting to keep drugs and illegal immigrants from entering into the U.S. He was just 32 years old, and he was really an immigration guy, immigration and customs enforcement agent, of course, so ICE, and he was heading in an SUV. He was in an armored SUV. Or the drug cartel guys were in an armored SUV. When they ran him off the road and his partner, he was shot 3 times. His colleague, Victor Avila, was shot twice in the leg and survived miraculously, really, the ambush. So here we go again. We're hearing we're gonna do what we have to do. We're going to bring these people to justice. Here's Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano with the official word.
The shock of this tragedy is still difficult for us to understand or believe. We want to find meaning in the senselessness of this act and in the anger and sadness that we feel. Try as we might, we know that no words or actions will fill the void left by Agent Zapata's absence or repay the sacrifice he made for his country. We will not relent or flinch or let up in any way in our determination to see that those responsible for his death are held to account for their crimes.
Yeah, let's hope that they can account for those crimes. They were just too easy of targets, and Avila and Zapata were agents who identified themselves, and that was the whole idea. Look, you say you're an agent, you say you're a diplomat, really diplomat, and it's hands off. That's just the policy, but there is no hands off policy anymore. It's done. That's you can't count on that. Can't count on that. So Zapata, just to throw this in, grew up in Brownsville, right along that border area, that dangerous border area. It wouldn't be to him because he knew it like the back of his hand, with family and friends and whatnot. They're right there on that Texas-Mexico border, but a border town. And he followed his father's dream. His father was in law enforcement, and he did the same thing. He went to the University of Texas at Brownsville with a degree in criminal justice. He began his career with the Border Patrol. He started there in Arizona. He came back to Texas in 2003. He was a special agent at that time assigned to the Laredo office for ICE. And that's what he was doing. He was filling a need. Is filling a need. Wow. There really aren't any words. And there won't be any satisfaction for this family. Let's hope they can find specifically the people who did it, the guy who was the trigger guy or the two guys that were the trigger guy, because there was more than that. There was a dozen. But 32 years old. And the U.S. and Mexico are just nowhere close to solving the riddle of, okay, what do you have next up your sleeve? And I think that the law enforcement guys and women, if there are women that are doing that are going deeper into Mexico, I think they should be allowed to have a weapon. What do you think? I think they should. Think of what they're doing. You're a sitting duck. You're a sitting duck. You couldn't pay me enough to do that. I had a friend, I'm going to say his name, an old friend named Doug Mosier, who was a television reporter in El Paso, Texas. When I got out of school and I was in El Paso, you know, I made those couple of really quick moves where I was moving up the broadcasting chain and I wasn't in places for anywhere even close to a year. Just a great guy, and he was an excellent reporter. Decided to go into the Border Patrol, and I thought, wow, after all the stories I had done with the Border Patrol, how do you do that? How do you leave broadcasting and want to go into the Border Patrol? But he had grown up along the border area, just like Zapata had. And so to him, it was like, wow, you know, this is what I want to do, and this is a good job, and all this other stuff, and I could take it in a lot of different directions. But more power to people who can go into those areas of the law or enforcement or whatever it is. But I think it's becoming much more dangerous than it ever was. And it ever was. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Welcome to another edition of Yes, You Guessed It, We Can Count, and boy, can we? Unfortunately, so many of the numbers are negative because you have New Zealand, you have the, you know, in that search for so many of the survivors in Libya, the amount of people that have been killed. So you hear many of the Americans who are trying to get out of there saying, absolutely, this is a full-fledged war zone. I thought we would try to take a different spin on this. It'd be too much of a layup to go in that direction. But instead, let's see what we can do about lightening the load. Not everything, but at least some of it anyway, instead of the obvious big top headlines that all have seriously sad numbers, very sad numbers in them. Okay, so this is one that I found that's interesting. Caltech. You know Caltech, right? For all of you Californians listening, maybe some of you have gone to Caltech. Well, I dug up the sports story. It's probably being reported everywhere because it's an unbelievable streak. I love the whole thing with streaks. The Division III Beavers, so you don't hear about them very often, snapped, check this out, a 310-game conference losing streak by beating Occidental in their season finale. You know what the score was? 46-45. Easily, that's got to be one of the longest streaks of that kind in college hoops. So their last Southern California Intercollegiate Athletic Conference victory before Tuesday check it out, you'd have to go back. Well, think of the number I just told you. You would have to go back to January of 1985. Wow. 26 years ago. Isn't that crazy? 26 years ago. I'd say that's a long time to wait for a streak like that to be broken. And you know what probably happened? Every time there was a game, oh yeah, sure. You know, maybe this will be the game where they'll actually break that streak. Maybe this is going to happen, right? Wow. How about this? Apple, and we've talked about this a little bit, but Apple is going to unveil the iPad 2. They say they've got a date for it, March 2nd. How about that? So what's going to be different? Well, there's going to be a lot of things different. Number one, it's going to be lighter. I don't know. I don't think the iPad was so cumbersome, though. You know what is great about the iPad? I don't have one, but I have a couple of friends that have it. It's great for pictures. When somebody shows you pictures on the iPads, boy, you really get, it's much better, of course, than the little tiny, what is it that we carry around, those little tiny iPhones. Much, much better. So anyway, March 2nd is the day that that comes out. You just know there are going to be long lines. They know how to kick it off. And they haven't, they're trying to really kind of keep the information at bay on this. But the idea is you're going to have a much better improved screen, much better than that. It's going to be thinner and lighter, like I said, as predictable. There's going to be at least one camera for a video chat for all you video folks, and a much better processor and more RAM. Yeah, more RAM. That's music to a lot of people's ears, I think. I'm going to bring this up because normally this is, again, down that celebrity road that I could care less about. But because we're trying to keep it lighter on the numbers, I knew a lot of guys who had a crush on Alyssa Milano. Do you remember her? An actress who was in a television show that seems like it was 100 years ago, but called Who's the Boss? I guess she's expecting her first child. I didn't even know she was married. Of course, she doesn't have to be married, but I guess she is. She's 38 years old. And, of course, the reason also I'm bringing this up is, how do you think she tells the world that she's pregnant? Twitter! That's how you find out everything, I guess, on Twitter. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how, I guess I do. I'm answering my own question, but especially in some of these war zone areas, not to go back to that, but the Twitter has become, because it's so few words, boom, 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 here it is, the link, the picture, the whatever. And just like that, you if you've got enough people that are on the site, they pick it up. It also, Twitter could pump it out there. And I think in her case, with that kind of news, that's probably exactly what happened. And maybe that's why, especially with famous people or used to be famous people, that's what, you know, that's what they do. That's how they get the news out. Can you believe that we've only got, I guess now it's less than 18 months until the London Games. I'm talking about the Olympic Games. And, they've already tested the new cycling track in London, the velodrome there. It's at the London Olympic Park, and they say it's ready because you got to think about this from the UK's standpoint. It's all about being ready for the people once they get there. In other words, having have all the venues just set, ready to go, no problems with anything. So that one at least is completed. All of these host cities end up pumping out so much money in trying to beef up the various their various venues or build them sometimes because they don't really have it. And it's a race against the clock. When it's announced that a city has the games, it seems as though they're going to be able to get in front of that curve, but it's not necessarily that easy, and they're finding that in London, although they feel pretty confident that they're going to be ready and in place by the time the games roll around. Here's a guy we've had on this show before. Second seed Marty Fish. He's a tennis player saying, who's that, Kate? I have no idea. Who's Marty Fish? Anyway, he only took 20 minutes to reach the second round of a big tournament in Delray Beach, Florida. The men hold a tournament there every year. He just whipped up on the German guy he was playing, who literally ended up retiring, just walking off the court. And Marty Fish in the American side of the game of tennis, it's very tough. I'm telling you, it's very tough to find these Americans who can carry the torch. And this guy's gotten himself into shape, and he's no Pete Sampras or Andre Agassi, but I like him. He's got a personality, and he's getting deeper in a few tournaments. We'll see. Kobe Bryant, I know some of you either love this guy or you can't stand him, but he won his fourth MVP the other day in that All-Star showdown. How many of you actually watched that? Did anybody watch the All-Star game?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, for this show, you know how Matt and I feel about the NBA. Don't tell anyone. So, no, I did not watch it. But Bryant was all about showtime. He had 37 points and picked up the hardware, the West, with that 148-143 win over the East on Sunday night. And the numbers for the game, so somebody's watching, the numbers for the game were pretty good. I don't get it. I used to be a huge fan, but I don't get it. Playoffs, the championship, I'll watch, but I'm not as into it as I used to be, certainly. And this is our final week in count. Lehman Brothers' sale of most of its U.S. operations to Barclays at the height of the financial crisis, if you remember, they say was fair, and its bankruptcy estate, easy for me to spit out, is not entitled to recover an $11 billion windfall. That's according to a federal judge. This ruling has been in the wings for a long time. They've been waiting for it. The judge, James Peck, followed a trial in which Lehman argued that Barclays got a sweetheart deal in acquiring its U.S. investment banking and brokerage operations. So they agreed to sell that business for about $1.85 million in 2008, just 5 days after the company's Chapter 11 filing. Of course, you know how many people got jammed up on that? Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.